It is my desire today to come for membership at Living Hope Bible Church. It is a joy to be here and to share in the fellowship of Christ with all of you. I want to share with you today how I came to know Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord. My life before Christ, I grew up in a very dysfunctional family. My parents split up when I was just a baby. I spent my time between my mom in Michigan and my dad in Las Vegas. As a child, I was abused and neglected severely while in my mother's home. As a result, my father filed for custody and the case went to the Nevada Supreme Court. In spite of that, I ended up living with my mother until she had a breakdown. I was 4 years old when I was finally placed in my father's home with him and his girlfriend. Before I was 13 years old, I made an awful decision. I decided it was time to run away. I was on the streets. I lived off the streets. I did shameful things on the streets. It was so bad that I came back home but ran away again. My life before Christ was like a roller coaster. One night I got arrested because of curfew laws. The officer brought me to juvenile hall because I would not answer any questions. I told them if they made me go home, I would kill myself. Because of this, I was held in a halfway house for girls. A counselor there who understood my situation recommended a home for girls in California. I flew to Los Angeles and lived there for 4 years from age 14 to 18. I wish I can say that this was the end of my problems, but it was just the beginning. I caused trouble there. They put me on a bunch of medication. I ran away a couple times while I was there and got into various substances. I was in and out of mental hospitals because I was lashing out. Sad as it is, I was finally free to express myself. I did not live with the fear of my father like I did when I was at home. When I was 18, I left the girls' home and was accepted into art school. I again turned to the world in an awful way. I was in with the druggy crowd until finally I had a breakdown and I quit art school. I began living with a man. I was a mess. I broke that relationship and quickly got into another relationship and got married when I was 19. I was so broken without Christ, and was even at times violent with my husband. I became abusive myself. Not long after we separated, I was divorced by the time I was 23. I continued living totally out of control. I met another man, and I became pregnant with my son. I made an appointment to get an abortion. I was so lost and dead in my sins, but God began to work in my life. Get my attention. I was watching a movie about a girl who wanted to get an abortion. This movie was called Bella. Her friend said, "If you do this, you will regret it for the rest of your life." I was bawling by the end of the movie, and I actually prayed and told the Lord, "I can't do this." One of my neighbors told me I would go to hell if I killed the child. My neighbor in the movie kept me from killing my son. I called Planned Parenthood to cancel the appointment, and I realized I was going to care for this child. The time came to have my child, and my son was born. Even though I wasn't saved, the Lord began to break the hardness of my heart. This is how I came to know Christ. I was watching some Christian programming about the end times, and I got very concerned and scared. And my roommate, who was a professing Christian, led me in the sinner's prayer. I didn't realize it, but it was a very superficial prayer for me. There was no conviction of sin and no understanding of why I needed a savior. I just knew I was afraid of hell and I didn't want to go there. I started attending church, but it was a very watered-down gospel message. There was very little mention of faith and repentance. I didn't know why, but I felt there was something wrong. I was baptized, but I felt condemned. I thought everything was okay. I was going to church. I was deceived. I still desired the world. There was no real change. I didn't fully realize I was lost until one very important night. I went on YouTube and started listening to T.D. Jakes. I didn't hear anything of the gospel there, but I was feeling pretty good about myself. But then Paul Washer came on and began preaching the truth, and I realized I was not saved, and I was terrified. I saw how radically depraved I was. I realized the consequences of my sin, and I knew I deserved hell. I began to call out on God. That went on for a month. I hardly ate. I hardly slept. I was so terrified. I listened to Leonard Ravenhill, John MacArthur, and Paul Washer. I realized I was on my way to hell. I begged God to save me. I was listening to John MacArthur, and I said to God, I cannot save myself. I said, if you do not save me, I will go to hell. I just cried out, save me or send me to hell. In that moment, God saved me. In that moment, I wanted to make everything right. I called my ex-husband and I confessed my sins to him and many others that I have sinned against. God broke me of so many idols. I kept calling people and getting things right. I had a brand new computer. I had just listened to a sermon by Tim Conway on temptation and idols. Sin had a hold of me, and I needed to let go of my sin. I decided whatever is not honoring to Jesus Christ needs to go. I wanted to follow the Lord. I got rid of my computer. I got a barely working laptop. I smashed my DVDs and CDs that were not honoring to him. I got rid of all my party clothes and began to dress modestly. I confessed Christ and was baptized in early 2010 to the glory of God at Lighthouse Bible Church in San Diego. My confession of Christ. I want to confess today that Jesus is my Savior. He saved my soul. I deserve to die and go to hell, but he pulled me out of a horrible pit. Jesus is my Lord and Savior, and that means he controls every aspect of my life. I am far from perfect, but Jesus Christ is my motivation for everything that I do. My love for others comes from him because he is my Lord. My Lord commands me to love those around me and even to love my enemies. Jesus is my master, and I have a passion to do whatever he commands me to do. My life since I came to know Christ. For a while after I came to know Christ, I struggled with immodesty, but now, because I am a slave of Christ, I want to please him with everything. I don't want non-believers to see me and dishonor my Lord. I want to be a right representative of him. The love of Christ constrains me. I want to please him in all I do. I no longer see God's wrath toward me, but now only love. He is my all. He is my Lord. And the proof of my confession is my daily surrender. I am not perfect. I have backslidden, but Christ always brings me back. I stand confident in my Lord that he who began a good work in me will finish it.